When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Yeehaw, motherfuckers, what's up? What's going on, eh?
All right. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Hell yeah.
Oh, things
Jack,
are... Jack what?
Uh-oh. You I was going to say, off? Jack Black's a fucking moron.
Oh, yeah. That's disappointing, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, Hollywood... I've come to the conclusion that either Hollywood is all paid off, or they're dumb as fuck. Or they're compromised.
Yeah, I just...
One of the three.
I wanted to believe... I know he's been, like, on that side... probably forever, but I just wanted to believe he was better than that.
Yeah, you know, I don't know, because there's a lot of stuff with him, and I know it's like a gimmick. You can say it's a gimmick, but like Satan stuff, you know what I mean? Like his band, the fuck it is,
and like Tenacious just like D.
yeah, he always shows up as Satan at these like music awards and all that stuff. But I just saved it in the bookmarks. Like, what we're referring to is he kind of did this strong endorsement of President Biden, which, like, if you have more than one brain cell, you're not endorsing Joe Biden no matter what, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I would say no matter what, but there are people that are going to just because they would stay on party lines, regardless
well, that,
of what.
And, like, Jack always... Black's a fucking millionaire, dude. He doesn't care about gas prices. Or
yeah,
like food.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know.
Like, he's going to get all that shit for him. So he's like, dude, I'm set for the rest of my life. Let's, I like how Joe Biden's treating everybody like shit and how I get everything. What up, Davey boy?
What is going on, fellas?
We're just talking about how Jack Black fucking sucks Biden's dick.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, yeah. He came out and said we need to stick behind our president and all that shit. Wearing a Biden 2024 shirt.
Show the video, because this is he shows up in like an American flag overall, whatever, cut off jean, whatever, and the Biden freaking what's it, Dark Brandon?
Oh yeah,
he has like the Dark Brandon shirt on.
Okay, here,
just watch this shit, dude.
A few days ago, my manager called me and said George Clooney and Julia Roberts wanted me to help out the president and speak here tonight, and I said I am in. When and where?
When and where?
Thank you. And then they said, Jack, we know how busy you are. You don't have time. Look at all the other events that are happening tonight that you already turned down. MC at the Fliegelman Bat Mitzvah. The opening of the new Jack in the Box in Oxnard. Judge at the second annual Imperial Valley Avocado Festival. You don't see that on Meryl Streep's resume. I said, I know I turned them down, but my president needs me.
I wonder how much of this is actually a joke, too, though.
Thank
you. Probably not much.
I don't think so.
And then they hit me with the big one. They said, Jack, you can't go. You have nothing to wear. Your good suit is in the cleaners. Well, were they wrong? Because I had this to wear. My kick-ass American flag overalls. Most patriotic outfit of all times.
I mean, he's not wrong about that.
That shut him up.
That
what,
shut him up.
Say after that, and when the president wins in November,
God.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm going to get a sweet shout out in his victory speech for what I gave up to be here. Because when democracy is at stake, Jack Black answers the call. Mr. President, you're welcome. That's not the president. That's not Judge. It's a random dude. But I thought it would look better if I talked right to a guy.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, it's just, yeah, I think he gets paid to do this shit, dude. Honestly,
oh, yeah, for sure.
I think he does it for the fucking money.
I don't know.
Hands
man.
Down.
Probably, but it's like, you know, you see a lot of these celebrities, they backed off, like, publicly talking about supporting Biden because he's so bad. You
right?
know, it's like, even if you're getting paid, you still have to say it. You're still on record saying it. Like,
true.
Why would you do that? So he either believes it, which is not shocking. You know, when you're walking around the street and there's a homeless guy, you know, sitting there and he's talking to himself, you just look at him and go, I feel bad for that guy. He's sick. He doesn't understand. You know what I'm saying? He probably doesn't realize how bad he actually looks. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I look at these guys. I look at them like they're sick people. They don't understand. They just don't see the bigger picture, I guess. You know?
Dude, I just think that he is totally disconnected from the American public. I mean, like, this will not win Joe Biden an election. Jack Black's endorsement,
no.
It's not going to help him. I mean, any celebrity endorsing Joe Biden is not going to help him.
Well, I mean, Black is loved by a lot of people, but I don't think it sways anything.
No, at this point, I don't think any celebrity going, we must help Joe Biden is really going to affect anything.
Well, it's going to make him look like dipshits more than anything. Be like, dude, are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
What's her name? I was just telling Chris this before we started.
Jean-Pierre?
Jean-Luc? Or whatever the fuck her name is. Jean-Pierre?
Who?
What Jean-Pierre, the press
freaking
secretary?
White House press secretary. Yeah, she was saying that all of the videos about Joe Biden stumbling and bumbling are cheap fakes. She said that they're fake videos, bro.
There seems to be a sort of rash of videos that have been edited to make the president appear especially frail or mentally confused. I'm wondering if the White House is especially worried about the fact that this appears to be a pattern that we're seeing more often.
Yeah, I think you all have called this the cheap fakes video, and that's exactly what they are. They are cheap fakes video. They are done in bad faith, and some of your news organization have been very clear, have stressed that these right wing critics of the president have a credibility problem because of the fact checkers have repeatedly caught them pushing misinformation, disinformation, and so we see this. And this is something.
There's that word again: misinformation,
disinformation. But how can you fake having to be, like, escorted off the stage by Barack Obama?
Yeah, or just everything that comes out of his mouth, or just, like, the fact that he pauses mid-sit-down. Like, he's like, I forgot how to sit down. What am I doing?
I mean, listen, here's the thing. I think that some of these things could be explained a little bit. I think some of them can.
Well, yeah.
I think some can.
Like, the one where he's shitting his pants.
Yeah,
just recently. That one looked like he was sitting, but actually looking for the chair he was supposed to sit in.
Or
I don't think he actually shit his pants, but I mean, it was just spun off that way.
Yeah, to me that one looked like he had went down. See, I have to do a second part to this. It looked like he was sitting down, and then like they kept going, so he's like, "Oh, I'm not supposed to."
And then
to
couldn't
sit
get
yet,
back up,
and then he just kind of mid fucking thrust. But the problem is even with him staring on stage and Obama walking him off, even that one with the parachuting guy, okay, the initial video didn't show him approaching another group of parachuters that were next to him. That's what he was doing. He was walking over to them. But they were all watching this one guy who had just landed.
Yeah.
And that's where he was supposed to be, okay? But he wandered off to these other group of people.
Yeah.
So the point is, yeah, it was a little misleading because he wasn't just wandering into the abyss. He was walking over to another group of people. The problem is the president was supposed to be doing what everybody else was doing and watching this guy. And whether he was staring at somebody in the audience because, you know, maybe somebody was talking or maybe, you know, he was looking at something.
He was supposed to be leaving the stage.
He was supposed to be waving and leaving the stage. So the point is like, I don't think that is as, like, insane as we make it sound sometimes.
No,
but not all there.
No, I think a lot of it, he just is forgetting what he's supposed to be doing.
Yeah, he's like a 4-year-old.
Yeah.
You know,
he's supposed to be doing this, but really he's looking at fucking butterflies.
Exactly.
Well, it reminds me of somebody that you'd see in an old person's home.
100%.
You know what I mean? That like has to be directed. Be like, no, Joe, come on.
Yeah.
The cafeteria is this way. Remember, come on, you know, and the pudding. Come on and get the pudding.
That's what it is, man. You know, I think the the shitting the pants thing is funny. I think he probably has. Let's be real. He probably has. But the majority of the videos we see when people are like, oh, he shit him, like, who knows? But he's old. And that's what old people in his state do. They get sidetracked. They wander. Their brain wanders. You know what I'm saying? They get caught staring at people. He probably saw a hot chick in the audience. Was like,
did you see that?
Yeah, like a 14-year-old.
Yeah, well,
at
maybe.
This thing he was at, whatever this got good hair. Whatever this was, when Obama escorted him off.
This was the event, the fundraiser event.
Did you see the picture he took with Obama and how droopy his one side of his face was?
Uh-oh, no, I didn't.
Probably a stroke.
Yeah, it looks like he might have had a stroke. I don't remember. Oh, shit. Hold on, I got to see if I can.
Droopy face?
Oh. He had a fucking droopy dong.
Okay.
A droopy dong!
I just had it here.
The stuff that comes out of his mouth, dude.
I know, but at this point, right, like, here. Oh. Yeah.
Look how droopy his face
is. It's not even surprising.
Yeah.
What? Dude, that looks fake.
You see how droopy the one side of his face is?
It just looks like one side. Well,
even Obama's face looks kind of weird.
It looks like one side is more withered than the other. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah. Almost like the fucking, what is it called?
Is that an AI photo?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Oh, dude. I mean, because everybody's face, like Jimmy Kimmel in the middle. Like, look at Jimmy Kimmel's hair. Doesn't that look weird?
Not really.
I mean, it looks weird over Zoom. Maybe I got a blurred video on my
end. I mean, it looks pretty clear on our end.
I
mean, he just looks very old. Very fucking old.
He looks like his facelift is giving away on one side.
Could be. Mm. Or is the tape that holds his face up is releasing a little bit.
Yeah.
Listen, he did the fundraiser, man. He had all the celebrities there. Hollywood was there, all the shit. And he garnered some, like, what, 20 million, 50 million. I don't remember what it was. It was somewhere in, you know, decent little cut. But then you compare it to, you know, what Trump gets. And it's just, he had to have all those people. He had to have Obama. He had to have Jimmy Kimmel hosting this. He had to have fucking Jack Black. He had to have fucking all these fucking celebrities come out. And they you know, got their whatever millions. And it's like, that's not great. You know, like, that's pretty big fundraiser you were trying to put on there.
Yeah, you had to put on an entire Hollywood fucking award show.
Well, and I think most people are not willing to drop $100 million on a donation like they were with Trump, because they're just not worried, or they're not going to probably get their money back. You know, they're not.
Well,
they're,
I mean, Biden got several million at that event.
20 million or 40 million or something like that. It was something. Mm. It was a lot. But I'm saying, you know, Trump just got almost 200 million. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he didn't have every celebrity at a fucking fundraiser. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he also doesn't have, like, a bunch of lobbyist groups backing him.
Probably. You know what I mean? Think what Trump's doing right now, I want to, you know, give him props a little bit, because I think he's doing what I've said before that the Republicans failed to do. He says a lot of stuff, and I've criticized him sometimes about kind of getting to the, you know, talking about fraud only and not actually getting with the public. But he went to Detroit and he did the whatever that turning point was or whatever it was. But then he went to that church in the ghetto, quote unquote. That was the pastor was like, you know, did you see that?
I didn't see it, no.
Dude, it was pretty cool.
Look,
man.
It up. What are we talking? What is it? What happened?
So there was a church in the quote unquote ghetto. The pastor was there and there was look it up. Maybe let me see if I save the video real quick, because I think this
should just type in Trump attends church in ghetto,
Detroit. I don't know if that's the. I might have.
Oh yeah,
dude, I want to see Trump with some cornrows, dude. Can Trump really just support some cornrows, please? Just once.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sick, bro. If you go to like TikTok and just look up Trump Detroit church, but while you're looking, what it was he attended this thing? Okay,
it was in Detroit.
It was in Detroit. He attended this church. He was up on stage and they had a table and the flags and stuff. And there was
round table in Detroit.
Right, try here. That one out there. Yeah, see if that shows. Scroll down and see if there's a video attached to this by any chance. I think you're gonna have to go to TikTok, to be honest with you. You are. But anyways. There was
I mean,
pastor.
I got a couple of them, but they're just kind of like far away.
Okay, so
like, is there a specific video that he says something, or?
Well, I'll just tell you. Like, instead of, I mean, I don't need you guys can all go look it up. It's not hard. He's sitting at the table, and they're giving their speeches and stuff. And the pastor says, "Man, I want to thank you." And I'm paraphrasing a little bit here, but it's a real honor that you showed up at this church. Mm-hmm. Obama never showed up at this church. It's in the ghetto. You know, Joe Biden never showed up at this church in the ghetto. You showed up here, you know what I'm saying? And you're sitting here with us. And, he went on to say, you know, about how, you know, Trump is going to, you know, hopefully help, you know, get black jobs back into Detroit and all this other stuff. But when they zoom out the camera, you know, it's a decent sized little church, man. There's a lot of people, a lot of African Americans there supporting him. And what's cool is that the choir started singing the birthday song to him just out of nowhere, dude. They started singing happy birthday to President Trump. But my point is they're not wrong. I think a lot of these politicians, both sides of the party, always say they support the black vote, always want the black vote. But they don't actually go to these places because they're afraid to go to them. Maybe they're a little sketchy, a little dangerous. You know what I'm saying? And he showed up.
Obama, though, like, it would be like, is this so weird? Did Obama go to these churches? I don't even remember.
No, this guy, I mean, this guy said this guy's never showed. I got to turn this down real quick here. Let me see if I can find the video for you. Because I think it's, and that's what I was saying. I think it's good that Trump is going. Remember we went to Brooklyn? That was like the first time that he went you know, to a, it was this church here. But it was the first time that he had went to, you know, like the Bronx, whatever it was. You know, and people were like, this is really cool that he showed up in the ghetto. You know what I'm saying? And put on a rally. We need more of that shit. We have to have more of that shit. Do this one. I don't know what this is right here, but Detroit pastor. Thanks, Trump, for visiting the hood, quote unquote.
I just saved it on Twitter, too. But
okay, here's the video. Let's see if it works.
Pastor Sewell, the floor is yours. Please share whatever you would like to share, because basically, you know, tomorrow you're going to do that anyway. So, you know, go ahead and share now.
President Trump, I'm so humbled that you would be here. President Obama never came to the hood, so to speak, right? President Joe Biden, he went to the big NAACP dinner, but he never came to the hood. So thank you.
Thank you, Pastor.
Yeah, that's a very refined thing for it. But my point is we need these presidents to actually show that they give a shit. And I think by going to these areas where you don't see
presidential cameras, you wouldn't normally go for like rallies and stuff like that.
I think that's really important, man, because I think people in the community see that. I think that Bronx rally that he had, I think it may not, you know, his numbers were pretty good there and all that, but I think the effect long term is much better. I think you're going to see people that say, man, this guy actually showed up. I didn't get a go, but he actually showed up, and that's pretty fucking cool. Like, we haven't had a president show up in this place in a long time, dude.
Yeah.
Well, dude, and he's always done that with, like, firefighters, cops, and all that stuff, like, getting out of his limo, like, stop the car. Like, let's get out. Let's shake some hands, you know. What's up, guys? Yeah, I support you. You know what I mean? Like, that little clip will go a long ways. You know what I mean?
It will.
Like, wow, that's fucking cool.
Because all people want is to feel like they're being heard in some aspect or seen. You know what I'm saying? Like, that they're not just being like thrown off to the side. And I think there's Detroit of all places, man, in America. You're talking about a place that was probably the most wealthy city
at one point
in the country at one point, that's got just ravished, right? Like gangs, violence, crime, business leaving. And let's not even talk about Flint and the water situation that's just never been fixed, right? Like you're talking about a lot of hopelessness, right? So having somebody come and
don't even mention the Lions. I mean, the Detroit Lions.
Well, they were all right last year though. They had a little.
They've never won a Super Bowl, Dave.
I know.
I don't even think they've ever been to a Super Bowl.
Well, come on. There are a lot of teams that never won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's true.
At least they've gone once.
I feel like they have the Lions. I don't know.
The Lions are one of the teams that have never gone.
That's unfortunate. Same thing with the Browns. Barry Sanders and shit, bro. Back in the day. I think we need presidents. I actually like his approach right now. You know what I'm saying? He's not campaigning as much because he can't, supposedly. And so what he's doing is he's going out and he's doing these events with people that weren't expecting it. I think that's a way to win people over. So to your point, Greg, you know, having Jack Black come out and give this big, you know, funny ass speech and blah, 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 blah,
right?
blah. That's not going to win people over as much as having a guy who seems like he actually gives a shit.
Well,
now,
yeah,
we could argue if he really gives a shit, who knows? But he is there and he is listening.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. Well, I mean, what's the difference between high level celebs that make millions of dollars a year
and normal
versus the normal folk? You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
But it also speaks to, like, you just brought up that President Trump can't go on whatever, like his
normal campaign,
you know, campaign, right? But the Supreme Court just put a fence up around their area here. So everybody's saying, hey,
like an hour
is
ago.
Presidential immunity going to be, are they going to say, hey, President Trump, you can't go after his ass because we're going to uphold his presidential immunity. So people are speculating, what is this about? Because the last time they did this was right before they turned over Roe versus Wade.
Yeah, maybe, man. Yeah. You know, here's the thing. I'd like to think that we have, you know, things in place that would do that, you know what I'm saying? But I gotta be honest with you, man, I've seen a lot of fences. I feel like
over the last couple years
I always hear about so-and-so put a fence up,
it's a lot of letdowns.
The White House put a fence up and then we just move on with our life. We totally forget they ever put a fence up because nothing happened, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So Offense doesn't trigger me at all like it used to. Like, whoa, what's this?
So but there's two big...
I don't know.
The Supreme Court is different, Greg. I will admit
that is true. According to Citizen Free Press, there are two big decisions coming up. One is coming from in the Enron obstruction felony used against 300-plus J6 prisoners and President Trump, and then the presidential immunity, like Greg said.
Yeah.
So those are both pretty big things, I feel.
I think there's going to be something big coming out that's going to say, hey, presidential immunity is upheld. You cannot go after President Trump, and people will be fucking pissed.
Do you think they'll uphold it?
Yes.
Or you think
I think it's pretty clear, dude. I think that, like, if the Supreme Court does what they're supposed to do, I mean, why have we never charged any previous president before now? You know what I mean? Like, go after all of them or don't touch any of them.
Well, are you...
I like that, man. Yeah, I agree with you on that.
But why would they have the fence up? Are they just saying having fences because the MAGA crowd is going to go nuts because they're not taking
it
away?
The non-MAGA crowd, the fucking libtards that want
to
destroy.
They won't be able to go after Trump.
Yeah, you gave him a taste of that vagina, and now you're taking that vagina away.
But what if they do say it's gone?
Oh, that he can be prosecuted?
Yeah.
I mean, what?
You think
the MAGA supporters are going to go destroy the? No, they're not.
No, they're not.
No, that's why the fence, I think, to Greg's point, is making it clear that they are concerned about the left and Antifa and all the other, you know.
Yeah. Because but if you think about it, though, if you really do think about this, like if you are like a corrupt, like let's just say Barack Obama is behind all this shit and he's like corrupt and he's leading all this whole deep state thing. Sure. I don't think that that's legit. I think there's people above Obama.
Okay.
But if you're Obama and you're going, wait, if we go after Trump and we get rid of presidential immunity, then they're going to go after me. You know what I mean?
You really think he thinks that?
I think, every president probably thinks that right now.
I don't think he thinks that. No, I think because I feel like they're in their own fucking world, in their own
and
bubble.
And like he just...
And they feel
internally
like...
Internally feels untouchable.
Yeah, I feel like they think that the system is so rigged at this point to their favor that who's going to go after him?
Well, no one right now. But when a different administration takes over... That's what I'm saying. If a different administration takes over and then the heads of all these... The DOJ and all that stuff changes...
Yeah.
Then that's a different thing.
But here's the thing. We don't know behind the scenes. So to my point, why does it feel... This is the one question I've had over the past couple months. Why, with all the polls, with all the Trump support, I think he's really regained all that support he's had in 2016, right? Even when I thought he was down. Even more to some aspects. With all that, why does it feel like the Democrats aren't panicking? Why does it feel like Joe Biden's still sitting there? Right? Like you would think that they would have changed up like shit. Joe Biden is weak as fuck. We need to at least put somebody else in, right? Because we've been talking about this for months, man. Big Mike.
Well, we talked about why they're gonna wait to do it because
they're not gonna do it.
If they do it last minute, that gives them not enough time to do the opposition research and all the ads and all this stuff. Like they gotta do it last minute, like October. You know what I'm saying? Like the month of, like right before the election, going like, fuck, we don't have anybody. Like, Biden's dead. Or, like, Biden just, like, is brain dead or something. You know what I mean? What are we going to do? Like, what would you do if, like, what would you do if President Trump died in October? Who would you put up? That's, like, what they're thinking. Like, Joe Biden goes away. We don't have anybody, so we have to put somebody in there. There's not enough time for the Republicans to do, like, all this oppo research and, like, put out ads and hit pieces.
Yeah.
All you go off of is, like, historical precedents and like track records, and I'm starting to think it might be Hillary Clinton again, dude.
Okay. I like the look that you just gave.
Well, because she has the experience, and like they're gonna run her as like, think about like the angle that they could run her. Be like, hey, she finally gets her chance to shatter the fucking glass ceiling. You know what I mean?
I honestly love your enthusiasm. I love that in your head, this is a really fun car. And it is. I actually think it's kind of funny to even think that Hillary Clinton has a chance. She's hated. I think the left hates her and I think the right hates her, bro. I don't think she, if you want to talk about Big Mike, I get it.
But I think it's all they got. Like, no. Do you think Michelle Obama would beat Hillary Clinton?
Yes.
In a poll?
Yes. Absolutely.
But not why, even though? Close, like, bro. For president? Because Michelle sure. Obama, you even said, like, she doesn't have any experience.
She doesn't. But here's the thing. I think Hillary is hated, and I think she's despised by most people, man. I think even on the right yeah. or the left, they despise her. I think she's out of touch. I think she's old.
She has a
shit.
Lot of money, though, still.
It does. Yeah, but what does money mean when you're talking about a week, right? If you have a week, that's what you're talking about. Like, he passes away, or he can't
or
do
month.
It anymore. Or
I
month.
Said October.
Money really doesn't matter. I think it's going to be who can we get in that's going to, like, you know, have the biggest uptick immediately. And that would not be Hillary Clinton. That would absolutely, because if it was Hillary, that is immediate ammunition for Donald Trump. Like, oh, for sure. Immediate ammunition of going, oh, you want to bring her back? Okay, we can talk about the charges again. We can talk about the emails again. We can talk about all the fucking, we got the yeah. tape, dude. It would be a fuck shit show, dude, for them.
A fuck now, shit show.
Fuck shit show.
Oh,
now,
shit.
Big Mike would be harder. Because people do.
Oh, yeah, she'd be hard.
She'd be hard, man. She'd come in like a fucking valiant steed. She would be harder. Yeah.
Oh, baseball bat.
Strong like bull.
Yeah, she's like, dick swinging, bitch. I'm in here, dude. That would be, you know, swinging dicks and taking office. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. That would be a harder one. I don't know why you would ever put, and I know it's funny to speculate, but I think Hillary Clinton is gone. I think she is gone out of the, she's going to do her little, you know, a couple of $1,000 fucking little meetings and shit. But she is irrelevant ever again in an office seat. I you will never see her again sitting in office, in my opinion.
I don't think it would be Hillary. If they were to switch somebody out last minute, I could see Obama. But, I mean, that's a fucking Hail Mary from hell.
I think that's all they got, right? Yeah.
I'm going on record and they're not going to do that.
Do you think they're just going to try to run Biden
yes,
through?
Yes, 100%. That's what I'm worried about, though. Why do they feel that they're it's like comfortable with it?
Because they're probably going to rig it, dude.
They're rigged. And that's why you guys, that's why I was full circle here.
Yeah.
You said, why would Obama not be worried? Or why would, you know, why I said, why would he be worried? It's because if they already know that this thing is rigged the best they can rig it, then he really, why would he be concerned? He's like, well, you know, we got this rigged up. Trump ain't going to win it.
Well,
know?
I mean, if they're going to go the whole rigged situation, I think they were confident in what they could do until the moment they realized the numbers are way more than they thought they were going to be.
Well, but the question will be always, is it way more than they thought it would
yeah,
be?
And the numbers were really, really fucking unbelievably high in 2020. So it's like,
yeah. Well, yeah.
When are they unbelievable? Well, you know what I mean? Like, when is it?
And they had to shut everything fucking down to accomplish what they did.
Well, they're just going to do it again. Like, what's to stop them? Nothing's been fixed. You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
I still think that the Democrats are going to win. I think the Democrats are going to win again. And if Joe Biden wins, I don't think he'll last very long after he wins, if you know what I'm saying. That's when they will remove him, likely. They're like Dave saying, it doesn't really make sense. Like, either I could see like the shocking surprise in October where they go, oh shit, who are we going to vote for? But that's kind of chaotic and it does put your fucking whole campaign at risk, absolutely. Like significantly.
Absolutely. Ban in the chat. If you guys are in the chat, it means you're not on Patreon. So go over to Patreon and sign up. You can get this exclusive early access part of this episode. He says they will place him after the first debate.
First debate?
Which is on the 27th, right?
Are they even going to have the debate?
Yes, they are. I think they are. Actually came out with the rules where there's just them two. Mike's muted.
Okay. Sitting down. They have to be sitting down.
Why do you say that, man? Why the first debate?
No audience.
Oh, I understand where he's coming from. I get what he's saying, 100%.
Like the debate is going to expose how bad he
yeah,
really is.
Yeah, because here's the thing. She comes out, you have this Jean-Pierre, you know, she says all this fake video, this fake yeah. stuff. The problem is when he's sitting in a chair with, now, this could be rigged towards Trump. Let's be very clear. Trump said that himself, that he feels like they're rigging this towards him. They're going to sit in this chair and they're going to have a discussion. The world's going to watch it. And if Biden fucks this, like, let's just say he really goes out and he starts yeah. spacing
like
off.
Like a shit fuck?
Shit fuck, dude. If he shit fucks this whole
damn,
thing.
Damn, dude. Another shit fuck.
How do you come back from that, right?
Because, you don't.
Because then you can't say, well, that's fake video.
There's no excuses at that point, man.
So maybe.
Yeah, that's what Ban's saying, is because Biden's brain will be exposed. But it's already been exposed. People think that he's fucking brain dead
yeah,
already.
Yeah, but they do. But then you got cover, like this Jean-Pierre.
No one believes her.
Saying this is all fucking fake shit.
No one believes her. Except I know for no the, one believes the twinks, dude. You know, a bunch of dummies that really have no clue. But no, I don't know, man. I find it very weird that the Democrats haven't went a harder approach to find somebody else. I'm surprised that 6 months ago, a year ago, Gavin wasn't ran out, or
Yeah.
Anybody for that fucking matter. Anybody. Because anybody. That's why
I think they're going to win again, dude. That's why I think they're going to win.
Well, that's why I agree that I think if they do switch it out, it's going to be last minute, but I don't think it's going to be Hillary.
Mm.
I agree that it could happen, but I don't think it'll be Hillary.
I don't.
What if it's Hillary? She comes out freaking Edward Scissorhands.
I'll kill you all unless you vote for
it's
me.
It's like some Halloween movie.
Y'all, you deplorables.
Yeah, dude. It's like a Halloween theme song.
Yes.
Vote for me or die, bitches.
Yeah, vote or die.
She's all pasty and shit like his mask. Dude. I don't know, man. I don't know, dude. I think it's going to be... Listen, I honestly don't think anything's going to change. That's where I'm at. I think you're going to see Trump and Biden. I think there's the vote's going to happen. And we'll have to see how it goes. I hope that it's not rigged. I hope that it's nothing bull. And I just think it's gonna play out that way. I think they're just fine running with Biden. They don't have another choice.
Yeah.
And if they get rid of him, other than him dying, would be a very weird exception. If they just get rid of him, it blows their whole thing. Like Greg said, it's almost compromising their whole campaign because then they just spent all this money saying how he's totally fine, mm-hmm. he's totally yeah. fit to be president. You have Jack Black saying we need to go with him. You know. And then you just say, sorry, guys, we had to pull him. He's really bad. Like,
well,
that
would, well that no, would... no, no, no. They wouldn't pull him. He would die or something
no,
would
I said
happen. Where...
if he didn't die. I said if he dies, that would leave a – I would understand how they could play that card. But if they just –
or like a medical – like he doesn't have to die, I guess. He could just like have a stroke or like have something because he's fucking old, dude.
I know, but
like,
even then, man, if he has a stroke or they say he has a stroke or he has a heart attack, mm-hmm. they've been lying about him being healthy. And how many times have you seen one of these people, his aides or fucking Jean-Pierre or somebody say – man, you wouldn't believe how spry he is. He keeps us on our toes. He's always blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, you know, like, come on, man. Like, you're lying. And everybody would know you're lying. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like they've made their house of cards, and they have to maintain that. They screwed themselves.
I'm pretty sure that if you did a poll of like, hey, is President Biden healthy and spry? A lot of people would say no. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a secret that they're trying to lie and make him look better.
Two, 3 years ago, that would have been different.
Well, yeah, I'm only talking about now. I'm just saying, like, they can come out and say all this bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's a fake video, but no one believes it. Like, who in the right mind would be like, oh, come on, he's not that bad.
I think there are people that are doing that, man. I will disagree with you on that.
I think there is
you
a
have
small
to
amount
think
of people.
That they are. You have to think that people do that.
I think there
is. You
can't
have a guy on the verge of death. Death is knocking on his door. And they're like, yeah, we'll go with him. Like, because they know. Like, that's what I'm saying. Unless they believe that all this is a lie and he's actually very spry and very fucking, like, explain that. Like,
there's too much video evidence.
But they all talk it away as if, no. Listen, Tim Pool did a great episode this morning about the whole gaffes and the whole fucking everything. Mm-hmm. And there are bots probably, who knows? But there are people, checkmark people, right, that are saying like, this is all just a bunch of crap. This is lies, man. You guys are lying about him standing on stage. But that's my point, man. You can't say, listen, they may see it and they're in denial. Denial's real. And I think a lot of his supporters are in denial. And that's a real thing. They really think that he's actually not that bad.
I know, I understand that, but I think that that group of people is a lot smaller than it used to be.
But it's
like I just think to come out today that just among black voters, Trump's numbers have jumped 16%, while Biden's has fell 24%.
But that's one. Okay, and you can look at other polls that are, that are, you know, so it's you got to take it with a grain of salt. How many votes did Joe Biden get, supposedly, on the last election? 70 million? 80?
It was 81 million.
80 million.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. Listen, you're talking about very large numbers, right? So how many of those people, whether they're real or not, we can discuss that, but how many of those people fell off the train of Joe Biden? Like, that's going to be the big question coming into this election. Can Trump bring all those people back that he had, okay, into the voting booth, voting for him? To get those numbers, because he had high numbers himself, right? I'm gonna say
60% of them.
60% fell away from him.
Yeah,
but here's the thing: like, if that was true, just for the sake of a debate here, if that was true, all these polls combined wouldn't have him just a point over Trump, 1 point ahead, 0.8.
It's the same thing. You go back to 16, and all the polls had Hillary winning.
I understand that the polls are fucked. Yeah. I get it, but I'm saying as a whole, even some of the very supportive.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Trump polls, you know what I'm saying? Only have him up a couple points in some aspects. I think the highest was 6 points, but the average is one or something. You know, it's in that ballpark. So if it's 60% of a drop-off for Joe Biden, right? There's no one else in the thing. How is it that it's only a point? Like, you would see some reflection in the polls. Some. If it's that big, that's what I'm saying. Like, how big
I think, what are the current polls saying right now for, like, Joe Biden versus Trump?
Dude, I just listened to
pool. Like, go to Real Clear Politics. Sure. Let's see what this fucking thing says. Let's see what this thing says. Let's see. Polls. Okay, live as of June 17th. I'm seeing Trump plus
0.8.
Trump plus 2.9. Trump plus 3.3.
These are all the different polls.
We're looking people. At the averages right now, and it looks like the average is Trump up 0.8. But Reuters has Trump up 2. Daily Kos, tie. Morning Consult has Biden up 1. CBS News, Trump up 1. Yahoo News, Biden up 2. Emerson 1. Forbes, Trump 1.
See?
It's all over. Rasmussen Report plus 5.
Yeah.
So, but my point is like, you know, we only have so much data that we can go through and look at. We only have so much. But all of them combined have Trump up at a 0.8. Okay? All of these polls. Mm-hmm. Pro-Trump. Not pro-Trump, all of them. So if there's that big of a drop-off where you're saying like 60%, I know what you're saying, and I know you're not like literal, like maybe 60, who knows? But if there was that much of a drop-off, I feel like that would be, that's a huge drop-off, man. That would be reflected in something. And the most that we see is 0.5 or plus 5.
It depends who they're polling.
I understand that. So there's always that, yeah. Right? Like, are they, you know, is it predominantly
I think when it comes down to the fucking... the moment of truth here, like what box you fucking checking? I think a lot of people go away from Biden.
Well, it's gonna come down to who's gonna show up.
I mean, what rigging they have? You know, what
now
I mean?
Trump does have the positive because I think he's got his base, you know, kind of up in a tizzy over the you know, all the trials and the fucking guilty verdict and. People will want to go out.
Well,
and
it's
make
not
sure
just
that,
his base anymore.
I know it's not just his base, but I'm saying his base is set, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
And we just have to see how many of the independents. Now, most polls, from what I've seen, shows that with Kennedy in the race, it actually favors Trump, shockingly.
Did you see him wish Trump a happy birthday?
Yeah.
He said, no. See you at the debates.
Yeah, happy birthday.
So is Kennedy going to end up being a part of these?
I mean, I think you have to get a certain amount of votes to get on the main stage. So,
well, they're not
on
the main stage anymore. That's all gone. This is like everything is now this
very
new,
secluded,
sitting down. They're going to cut the mics off after you're done speaking. I don't think Kennedy's going to be a part of that. Now, Trump has said that he is willing to have debates with Kennedy.
Independently
with Kennedy. So maybe that's what he's referring to. But I don't know if that even happens, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know. I doubt it happens, dude.
I don't know why. Listen, I'm not dogging Kennedy too much right now. I think he, you know, he has enough of a support that could sway a couple, you know, a couple places, you know, if he's in the race. Mm-hmm. But I don't know why, if you're Trump, you even go with Kennedy to do that. Because I feel like he's really a non-factor. So why?
Well,
why?
I think if you make good points, you could win over some of that crowd.
I think Trump has to face that. He has to face like the whole vaccine stuff. Yeah, I mean, like, just come out and like talk about it, dude. Talk about what you support about it. what you think was wrong about it. You know what I mean? I guess he doesn't have to.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think he could win a lot of people over by like coming out and just being like, dude, this is the real truth about the vaccine stuff. But I don't think he would ever do that.
I don't know that he will. I don't know if it's worth it. I don't know if it's worth it because his numbers aren't. It's not like you're talking about a guy has 20%, you know. I don't know that he could win enough over to find it justifiable to even. Because what if he gaps? What if he fucks up? What if he says something wrong? It could be more harmful than positive. You know Maybe. What I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. Especially if the polls are true to some extent, where those with Kennedy in the race, it actually improves him being there, mm-hmm. like improves Trump's numbers. Mm-hmm. Then why would you want to? You know what I mean? Like just let him be.
I want to see Trump debate like. The people who know things about certain events and it, like, you know what I mean? I want to see the best ideas come at the table. You know what I mean? What's it called? Like iron sharpens iron or something, right?
Oh yeah, I get you.
I want to see like what Trump has to say, what Kennedy has to say, even like what fucking Biden has to say, bro. Like how is Biden going to defend his platform? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like how is his debate going to actually come through if he's not just like making fun of Trump? Because that's all Biden's going to be doing. Be like, Look, under Trump, we had this, and this. He's not going to talk about the good things that happened under him.
No, he's going to talk about the 34 felonies, and he's going to keep bringing that shit up, I guarantee.
Exactly.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, and then, like, but, like, his jobs, he's going to say, we had the largest job growth under my administration. It's like, no, like, you had the largest job cut under your administration, and then some of those jobs came back.
Yeah.
But, like, you're still at a net minus.
Well, there was just the numbers came out that most of the jobs are now being given to immigrants. Like it's like 75% of the jobs gained are all taken by immigrants right now.
Hmm. I don't know.
I seen that number a week ago or something like that.
But like they trick you with statistics, dude. That whole book that Bill Gates was reading, like how to lie with statistics.
Well, tell me
the way to do it.
Listen, I'm cool with this because I really don't know. So tell me I'm stupid, Greg. I'm cool with it. I'm cool with you saying I'm stupid after I say this. The one thing about the whole, like, you want him to debate somebody that knows their shit, you know what I'm saying, and have a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the problem. As a whole presidency, there's so many avenues. You know what I'm saying? You got foreign relations, you got war, you got money, you have, the shot, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What happened during COVID, you have the economy, you have all this shit. I certainly do not believe, even as a supporter of Trump, I do not believe Trump is very intelligent on, the shot. Okay.
Mm.
I think he was told things. I think he followed what he was told to some extent, maybe to his detriment. Okay. I think he listened to a lot of stuff, and him debating somebody that is very well versed in it. I just think it's a slaughter. Like it just doesn't, you're asking him to do something that he's not. Now he has come out and he should be able to defend what he says. But he's getting told what to say and what to believe. This is a good shot. You know, this is vaccine is great, Trump. You have nothing to worry about. Okay. You know, and then he's going to get to a guy who's done nothing but study this shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it really is not a fair fight. Now, I'm not saying that's a good thing or a bad thing. But like, you know, if Trump was talking about the economy, he would murder. If you just said we're going to have a debate solely on the economy or business.
Yeah.
Trump would murder Kennedy. Right. And that wouldn't be a fair fight. If you just said, I'd love to see Kennedy just have a debate on business. Like, why would Kennedy do that? You're going up against Mike Tyson, bro, of business. You know what I'm saying? Like, why would you do that? So why would Trump do that? Going up against a guy who we all know is very versed in this whole thing. You know what I mean? It doesn't make sense. Unless you're just wanting him to learn.
My whole thing is you should want Trump to know as much as he can. You know what I mean? So that way he can make good decisions based off of as much information as he can.
I get you, but why would you
and
not
it's
have...
not just Go it's ahead. Not just about like the shot or the miracle medicine. It'd be like about business. It would be about everything. You know, it'd be a learning. Like, I want him to bring his best concepts that he has.
Yeah.
And I want to have RFK bring the best concepts that he has.
I don't
and
think,
hash it out.
Here's my thing,
hey, look, this works, this doesn't work. You know what I mean?
I don't think Trump had a good concept, man. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't think he had a good concept. I don't think he had good people around him. And I don't think it worked that well. Like, I think some of it worked. I think, you know, there was areas that we could say was fine. But, like, I don't think it worked. I don't think he had a concept. So you're asking him to, like, go. Now, if you want to talk about he should learn, he should be around, he should put Kennedy on his board somewhere. He should have him in a cabinet. He should have that guy. He's a smart man. Okay, when it comes to certain aspects, I've talked about that. Mm-hmm. When it comes to, pollution, and fucking vaccinations and all this other shit. He's a very fucking smart guy. So put him in your cabinet. Try to show. And when he came out and he said the libertarians, I'm going to put a libertarian in the cabinet. That is this thing to the libertarians saying, I'm willing to have somebody in there that can give me their 2 cents for your party, right? So that we can make things better. He should be doing that with Kennedy. I don't know about a debate is necessarily the best way to go about it, rather than just say, I'm not going to debate you because, listen, I know you know a lot, and I think there's areas that I made mistakes, but let's get you in my cabinet. I think we can go do a lot together over the next 4 years, not 40 minutes.
Yeah,
you know I don't even know if RFK Jr. would do that. He seems like a stubborn man.
He does seem like he works out in jeans, bro. It's weird.
Yeah, but it'd be really
dumb. Yeah, that is weird.
He does work out in jeans.
It is weird.
But I'm just saying, like, I like to see a battle of ideas, and to me, like, to shy away from that because you're going to lose popularity, that's, like, cowardice, dude.
I don't think
like,
it's... I
want him... You know, and I get it. Like, he's in it to win it. He's got to, like, do everything he can to avoid looking stupid.
Yeah.
But, like, there's a bit of humility and, like, a bit of, like, oh, yeah, this guy's fucking real. Just, like, he's going and visiting the ghetto at a church. Yeah. Like, have a debate with somebody who knows something more than you and learn, Trump. Like, what's so bad about that?
Yeah. Well, especially at the end, if you were to frame it in a way that I learned a lot during this. Like there, it would you could almost turn it into your favor even if you lost.
Well, and think about it, dude. He could completely salvage the whole. I don't know if he could. Well, I'll take that back. He could salvage a lot of it. You know what I mean? If he had to sit down with RFK Jr. and learn some shit, and he goes, you know what? Exactly what Chris has said. You know, like at the end of this, you made me realize a lot of the different things. You know what I mean? He's not going to admit that he's wrong, but he's going to be like, you know what? I learned a lot. You know, that kind of stuff. But he has to do it in a way you can learn and do it in a way that makes you not look like he did anything wrong. You know what I mean?
I get what you're saying. I just don't know that debate. Like when I think of debate, I don't know that that is the, I don't think that's the answer. I think that like, if you want to have that conversation, here's the thing. I know you care, but I honestly don't think a vast majority, and I'll be hyperbolic because I think you were saying like what 60, you know, there's probably 60% Biden voters. I'm going to say like, I don't think 75%, 80%, 90% of the voters for Trump really care about the whole thing that happened with COVID. I really don't. I think they put most blame on Democrats. Not saying it's right, but I think if you ask like who's at fault for what happened during COVID, not a lot of people are going to actually say Donald Trump.
I would agree with that.
Okay, so you're asking, you're like, this is a thing that you and maybe some libertarians or
I think, to Greg's point, there is a faction of people that
there
say
is a faction.
That,
absolutely.
That he was like, he went with this, but I think the majority is it doesn't.
I don't think it's swaying a vote because at the end of the day, if you have Joe Biden and Donald Trump, right, who are you voting for, man? You know what I'm saying?
Like, or nobody. Like, just don't vote. You know what I mean? You got an option. Who you want to vote for.
And that's fine. If you want to say, I'm asking you, like, if you have Donald Trump and Joe Biden, like, do you not vote?
I don't know, honestly. Like, I'm considering sitting it out, bro. Like, I don't even know at this point. Like, that's how, like, I have very questionable things about Trump. And you guys know this. I've already talked about this shit that I have not seen answers to. And, like, until I get answers for it, I'm always going to question, like, what's he doing? And, like, why is he not, like, coming out with this stuff? Like, why is he not facing these facts? So, to me, like, I get it. Like, the economy is going to be better. It's all, like, funneling towards this. Yeah, like, we got to vote for Trump because if we don't, America's going to fucking suffer. We're going to become a, you know, a third world country, which I agree with. So, it's almost like, damned if you do, damned if you don't. You know, if we vote for Trump, like, hopefully it gets better. I mean, it's better than Biden, I guess. I'm not telling you guys not to vote for Trump. I'm not telling anybody else not to vote for Trump.
I
don't give a shit.
I just think it's so wild to say better than Biden, I guess. I think that's a wild statement, bro.
Like, dude, I was throwing stuff
out
of my mouth.
I'm just saying it's so much better.
I really don't care. Like, you guys vote for whoever you want to vote for, dude. Like, to me, it's about, like, it's more about principles. And, you know, I hear a lot of stuff come out of Trump's mouth, and I don't know if I believe him, to be honest with you.
That's fine.
So, I mean, it's just one of those things.
What do you think about the whole federal income tax thing? You see that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Replacing it with tariffs? Yeah. I don't know if that's a good idea either. I don't know that much about that stuff. But I heard, like, tariffs are terrible for your economy, but I don't know.
Well, if you have tariffs on you.
Well, no, like if you have tariffs on other things coming into your country, no one's going to want to trade with you. That's the kind of, you know, that's what I've heard. But I don't know. I don't know that much about it.
Well, I mean, he had tariffs on people when he was in office before, and we still got trade.
I don't know that much about it, dude. Yeah. Like, all I've heard is, like, if you're going to replace all federal income tax with tariffs, like, how's that going to work?
I told, who are you when we were talking about it, I just said I find that hard to believe. That, like, you know, we have a massive debt. I don't know that tariffs is enough to cover that. You know, I think it sounds good, but I don't think it's possible.
I think the debt goes away.
What?
I think the debt goes away.
How?
Getting away from the Federal Reserve.
We're going to go with NACERA? Are you going to jump on the NACERA?
I don't know anything about the whole NACERA, just whatever it is. What's the other one?
I don't know. It's like just
NACERA, JACERA, or whatever. JACERA. I don't know anything about that, but I just feel like it's going to get to a point where people don't trust the Federal Reserve anymore.
So
I think it's going to get to a point where they're probably, something's going to happen, whether it be an end up being an audit and they find out that they're fudging fucking numbers, and it's going to end up going away.
Well, when you say don't trust the Federal Reserve anymore, I think that time is come and gone. I don't think anybody trusts the Federal Reserve, but that's all we got. You know, it's like you have money, but what else are you going to use? You know what I mean? Like, you go to the store, you're going to give them like the fucking new shoe. You know,
we haven't always had the Federal Reserve.
I get it, but like you can't just change it overnight. And I know we've had like deep discussions about this stuff, but
I just going back that, to gold, like, you know, it's one of those things. Like, even if the Federal Reserve got changed, man, like I China's still gonna say, "Where's my fucking cash, bro?" Like,
if we owe it to China,
but that's where most of our debts. I think a lot of it is to other countries.
Well, we borrow our money from the Federal Reserve with interest. That's where
I think there's deals, though, that we don't know about, like defense contractors, like, hey, we'll give you so much weapons and shit if you give us this kind of aid and you allow us to use that. You know what I mean? Like, there's ways to like compromise and give other countries things.
Yeah.
In exchange for our debt.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm definitely. I get it. I'm definitely voting for Trump. I mean, it's not even a fucking question. Like, no human being is 100% perfect. So the idea that like I have to have all answered questions, like, that's not going to happen. It's not. I don't expect it. I don't care. I think, you know, if the vast majority of where he stands, I feel is the best path forward. He's going to have to face consequences like everybody else. Like, and maybe he doesn't face any consequences, but. If he's doing something corrupt or something funky, then he should be, you know, just like Obama should be, just like Joe Biden should be. So, but
for sure, dude. Yeah. Like, I don't want anybody to listen to me and like make a judgment on who they're voting for. I don't give a shit, dude. Like, yeah, vote for the whoever you want to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know you weren't saying that. That's not what you were saying. I just, you know, I see, like, unlike a lot of elections in our lives and even before that, I just see a situation where. And I feel like this is said every election now at this point, but this is a situation, I think this is even more dire than last time. And I think, you know.
But when's it going to stop? You know, like, well, at some point comes after Trump? You know, it's like, is Trump going to fix that? I feel like in 2028, we're going to be saying the exact same thing, dude.
I don't think so.
And it's never going to end.
Why would you say that? Why would you say it? Because I feel
I don't see any solution in the future. Well, I don't see a solution to getting rid of all these liberal ideas and all this stuff. Yeah, like Trump made a dent, but it's like you guys were saying, like the system is so corrupt and rigged.
Yeah, but like, I've been saying this. I think you guys have to some extent, but I've been saying this since the fucking very beginning, man. Like, Rome wasn't built in a day, man. Like, this is not. You guys kept saying, you know, like, this is when this is going to happen. Next week, and I'm like, no, like this is gonna take. We even had this a couple years ago. Like, this shit takes years. It's gonna take beyond years. Trump is not the end all. He is not. And if you think he is, that's fucking sad. He's not. He's got 4 years. And what we need Trump to do, if he is elected, is to get the ship at least aimed in the right direction. And then we have to hope that like whoever comes next is aiming in that same direction that we agree on. Trump is not fixing this whole thing. But to that, I don't think in 2028, I don't think we looking at it like this is fucking, we're falling apart. No, I think if we can see some light, there's hope. And there's no hope because it's so bad. But if we see, like, mm-hmm. you know what? The economy's growing. Our debt is decreasing. Maybe it doesn't decrease. But schools feel safer. The crime is down. People have more money in their paychecks. Like, whatever you want to claim.
I think everything we're going through right now could be switched pretty quickly.
I don't.
Like,
it well, would... I want to see some fucking action, bro. Like, yeah, I want to see some people getting arrested. I want to see the system cleaned. I want to see some shit, like, promising. You know what I mean?
It
like,
won't, none of that.
I don't trust. None of I don't trust happen. Our government. I don't trust our system. Like, it is sad that schools have shooters come in.
It is sad.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, how have we not stopped this? Taking away guns does not fucking solve the answer.
No, it does not.
Right? Like, put military out in front of schools. Period. Yeah. Boom. Sharpshooter.
Hire veterans.
Fucking do something. No, like, how have we not done anything?
I get you, man.
But that's just like one example.
Yeah, I get you. But at the same time, like I don't think we're set up right now to like have a massive just firing of everybody. I just don't think we're capable of doing it. I really don't. I don't think that you're gonna see all these corrupt judges just go one day. All they're gone. They're all gone. Nancy Pelosi's of the world are just all gone. You know what I mean? Like, that's not gonna happen. Like, I feel like that would lead to possible chaos. You got the Supreme Court putting a fence up over one decision. And if you think that Trump's going to come in and he's going to just absolutely wipe slate, however that's even possible, right? And people aren't going to be up in arms.
Dude, it's pretty easy.
It's easy.
The deep state does it quite well.
I know.
And it's called blackmail. You say you vote for the Constitution or you go to fucking jail. Done and done. You can stay in your job or you can go to jail.
Yeah.
And if I catch you doing something against the Constitution, bye-bye.
I get
fucking
you.
Done,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, like, every fucking bill they try to push through and the Supreme Court ends up voting that it's unconstitutional. Like, if you write that bill and try to push that through as law and it's deemed unconstitutional, you shouldn't hold office anymore.
I get you. I do. And I think those steps are positive steps. You know, I'm talking about just a clean slate kind of vibe. It has to be done now. Like, that you're talking about, to your point, very like corrupt system, right? And like that kind of a corruption, look at the cartel, look at the mob, right? It takes lots of insight. It takes lots of fucking recordings and videos and to take down something that's that powerful. You know what I'm saying? It's messy. It takes years and decades sometimes to do it, right? So I don't have the
it's already been eight.
I don't have the expectation that Trump's going to come in 4 years and we're going to be in a clean slate. I don't. I just want to see, like what Greg said, I want to see some positive movement, accountability for some people, some change of fucking blood, because some of these people are ancient, dude. I want to see some positive shit, and that will motivate me enough to go, all right, good. Now let's get the next guy who's younger who can maybe get some more shit done. Like, that's all I'm asking for. That's all I'm asking for. I just want somebody it's constitutional, somebody that respects this country. And I think if Trump comes in and does a good job, is setting the pavement, setting the groundwork for Byron Donald, for fucking, you name it, right? Like, name that person who comes next down the pipeline who can continue the trend. Uh-huh. And to your guys' point, over the past couple of years, the left is losing its mind. And those people are fractured all over the place. And I think we'll see more of it over the next 4 years. So I think that there's a path forward here, 100%. I am definitely not doom and gloom completely. But if Trump is not elected, that gets dicey, in my opinion.
I think, honestly, like, Trump is your best bet at this point.
I agree with
obviously.
You. Yeah.
And I feel like it's being filtered that way. I feel like everybody's being funneled towards Trump on purpose. But what else are you going to do? Who else are you going to vote for?
You know, but is that the case, or is it the case of that we see
it's,
what's
it's
happening?
It's just an obvious direction now.
We see it happening. And
maybe.
The natural sentiment is towards him, because you see that I think he does love America. And he's getting ran through the ringers. You're always going to get... So when you watch a video on YouTube and it's some guy saving somebody, you get that like, man, that's a fucking hero, bro. I back that. But I'd give him money right now. Fucking get... Where's his GoFundMe? You know, because you just want to... You want to be there for him because he's fucking... He went through the fucking hell to get here. And I think that's where people see Trump, that he's gone through hell. He's still in the fight. He didn't quit. You know what I'm saying? He's fighting this to the end. That's enough for most people.
Yeah.
Even if
no,
he,
dude,
even
I,
if you
I
don't
get
like
it. I get why people would vote for Trump. For sure.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, but we'll see, you know, and, that's the thing is he didn't make any arrests when he was, and it doesn't take much, dude. just have an investigation into Hillary Clinton like you promised you would, right? Just do something to say, hey, look, I have my attorney general investigating the Clintons.
I think he
I'm
will.
I'm doing something.
Well, I honestly, they already did. They already did kind of an investigation. They just there was nobody in the DOJ that would actually prosecute anybody.
No, he said that he would hire his security general and have like a subcommittee go after Hillary Clinton, and he never did that. He said right after he won, he's like, hey, that was just an election thing. Yeah, but we're going to leave her alone.
We talked about that, and I think there's a legitimate argument to why he may have done that, right? Like, there's a hindsight 2020, he should have. It's obvious. But at the time, this hasn't happened before. You know what I'm saying? He won the election, okay? He probably said, let bygones be bygones. Let's move forward. Let's get shit done. And then all of a sudden, it was a full attack for 4 years, and then on into this new president, 8 years now. Okay,
yeah, so when there was when news came out that Hillary Clinton fully funded the Steele dossier,
yes,
he should have investigated her ass.
I get you, but how many times have you heard anybody talking about this is setting a bad precedent for Donald Trump?
I don't give a shit, dude. I what's right.
No. Listen, I understand. But I'm saying presidents in the past, we've agreed. There have been a lot of bad presidents. There's been a lot of bad shit that's happened. And most of the time, they get out of office and they live their little lives and people move on to the next, right? Even if they had war crimes, we can argue there's war crimes on some presidents. Because they were president, they weren't prosecuted. That's just kind of the history, right? Everybody else is no different. But then Trump gets into office and he's like, okay, like no one else was ever prosecuted before. Hillary is corrupt, but she's going to go die off in some beach somewhere. So let's just move forward, right? But then they continued. And that's why, like, yes, he didn't do it then, but I would be really shocked if he doesn't do it this time. Why wouldn't he? He spent 8 years defending himself, 8 fucking years over the Democrats. I would be shocked if he doesn't go after all of them at this point. I would be.
I don't know.
I would be, because he can't. Now he says, well, you guys opened the gate. I'm down to play it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you guys want to play the game? I wasn't going to play the game. I was president. I didn't go after your asses, but you guys went after me. Okay, that's what we want to do. Now the door's open. We'll play the game. And I bet you you'll see it. I bet you you'll see it. I bet you see more shit on Joe Biden. You'll see probably shit come up with old Big Mike's dick. Whatever. You know, you're going to see something. He probably has a video of her dick. I bet you he does.
Dude. Oh.
He probably does. He probably has an imprint.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a
pillow imprint. Yeah. He has it tattooed on his leg.
You Big see Mike. This sweat imprint? That's Big Mike's dick.
Yeah, dude. I want to think that he would. I can understand why he didn't, but there's no reason for him not to at this point. There's none. Mm-hmm.
No, I think there's shit's going to go down, honestly. I truly believe that. I think over the next couple years, I honestly think shit's going to be crazy in our country.
Well, Joe Biden's going to be dead. Let's be real.
Well, like Danielson said, he didn't go after Hillary because people would say he's weaponizing the justice system. But, like, they will say that when he actually does do this. No, so, well, I'm like, he has to face and cross that bridge no matter what.
I think it'll be different now.
Wait, you have to admit, though, if that was the case now, right? Like, he comes out and they're saying
about Joe Biden.
Most people, to your point, aren't going to give a shit. They're going to be like, fuck off, bro. You just went after him for 8 years. Fuck off. But if he would have done it the first time, I'm just saying the precedence wasn't there. They could have said that and people are like, I don't know. But you can't say that anymore. You can't.
Dude, he's been saying that they spied on my campaign since day one.
Yeah.
Like 2 weeks into winning the president.
Yep.
He's been saying that. So he has information. He's been privy to this shit. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And like it came out that she completely funded this false premise.
Yes.
And it's like, okay, yeah, they had to wake up the people and like disseminate this story so that way people understood. Mm-hmm. But it's like they will always have this buildup of like people have to understand, you know, like,
well, I mean, that
understands like when do they not need to understand? Just
that,
do it.
That falls into the thing where is it a situation where, like Dave said, none of this has ever happened before. So in order for it to kind of have the support of people, do you need to have things happen to set legal precedents in order for you to accomplish the things you want to do
again? I just think that if you look at what happened with the debates, and I know we got to end here, but when you look at what happened with the debates, right, he went after all these guys, Rubio, Cruz. I mean, they were fucking bloodbaths, bro. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Absolute hatred. Then he gets out of that. They end up mostly supporting him. He ends up working with most. And I have a feeling he thought this is dirty politics. This is part of the game. I'm playing the game, too. I'm calling you little fucking this and big that and all this other crap. And he probably thought that it wasn't going to go as far as it did. Maybe he knew, But I bet you there's no way if you would have asked him in 2016 when he was elected, are you going to be on trial in 8 years consistently, you know, for the next 8 years? I bet he would have said, I don't think so. You know what I mean? Like, this is politics, bro. You have to get fucked in order to start fucking. You know what I'm saying?
I think as soon as he accepted the president, as soon as he accepted the president, he knew that he would be facing this the rest of his life until they kill him.
Maybe you may be right. But my point,
why wouldn't he? Like, I mean, if he's going after the quote unquote deep state, right? Like, if he is the enemy of the deep state, like, one, why is he still alive? Two, he's facing the fact that he and his family are in, like, they're going to be dealing with this shit for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's no way out of it.
Yeah, I think, I feel like he wanted to take the road that he thought all other people have done in the past, which was, it's over now, let's move forward. And he got, he was in presidency, he lost, I think we saw him come out, talk about the election, yada, yada. Now he's been charged. That's a huge deal, man. That's never happened, okay? This is not just throwing accusations. This is actual charges, man, right? So I just think at some point you take the gloves off. I think he's been playing with gloves, and I think at some point you take the gloves off. And I would be shocked if he doesn't go full bore over the next 4 years. It would actually shock me, because then that it would make him look weak.
Yeah,
it would make him look weak.
Yeah, I do think that he will punish a handful of people. I mean, we don't even really know who is pulling the strings, to be honest with you. You know what I mean? We we see the people up in front. We need George Soros, Klaus Schwab and all this shit.
But
honestly, like, BlackRock, the people that own the fucking I mean, if you look at who owns all the companies, who owns everything, there's people that we've never even heard of.
100%.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So it's like, what are they doing to influence politicians, to influence, like, our elections and everything else? So probably, it's like, how are you going to stop those people? That's my concern. That's and like, decades. That's a big ask. I know.
That's the decades right there. That's the
It's like, how does but it ever really kind of...
Listen, I'm with you. I'm with you. But I'm saying Hillary going to prison or Joe Biden going to prison or Big Mike or Obama facing some consequences wouldn't feel bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, if that happened, you'd be like, damn, all right, cool, dude. We'll get to BlackRock or whoever the fuck it is. We'll get to them.
Be executive orders?
If they go to prison, quote unquote. If they go to prison. What's Jizzy in? Like, some sort of, like, painting?
Yeah, but can you admit, though, regardless of if she's painting right now, she's fucked. She's fucked. If she was out tomorrow, she's fucked. You know what I'm saying? Like, no one likes her. We all know that she's a fucking gross, disgusting human being, right? She's fucked. She's the O.J. Simpson, bro, in my opinion. So, like, that's what I said. It doesn't matter that they're walking. The point is that no one likes you anymore, and that's a feeling that you can't shake, bro. When you know the world hates you, that has to suck.
That the world hates you and everyone knows who you are.
Yeah, that you fucking diddle people, dude. Fuck off. You know what I mean? Like, they know it. You know how it is, man. If people at work hate you, it feels weird, right? You're like, oh, God, I hate that no one likes me. It's weird, dude. You know what I mean? Like,
that's awesome. Oh, yeah?
Well, I'm just saying. I don't think they ever had that happen. It hasn't happened. But I'm just saying.
Dave's like, fuck.
No, I get along. I get along great with my workers. But you don't get my point. It's every human wants to be liked. Every human wants to be liked. They do, regardless how bad they are. So when you know the world despises
you. Yeah, I think that's the problem, though, dude. Like, you got to, like, forget about being liked and do what's right. And that's what I hope Trump just, like, forgets about the fucking likability shit.
Yeah.
I know he won't, because that's just in his nature. He wants to be liked.
Yeah.
But I wish he would just be like, I don't care. And that's what I respect about Thomas Massie, dude. Like, every interview that I listened to him and, like, the shit that he's done, stood up to his constituents doing the thing that wasn't popular. Like, that's what I fucking respect.
That's good.
It's like, do what's right.
I guess.
And then, like, done and done. Like, the pieces will fall into place. Like, eventually people will see that you did what was right and what was just, and they will back you. That's all I got to do.
Maybe this is the time, man. Okay? He's got 4 years. He can't run again. Like, despite all the fucking thing, he can't run again. So maybe this is his time to say, hey, I'm in. This is it. Fucking, let's let the fireworks off, bro. It's time to fucking party. You know what I'm saying?
We'll see. I mean, it's not that far away, so we'll see what happens.
Hey, man.
I think it's going to get crazy as shit, honestly.
I do too.
I think there's gonna be a lot of butt fucking happening in prison.
There's gonna be a lot of shit fucking.
Shit fuck. That's what it is. All right. Cheers.
Thank you guys.
I just want to see that imprint of Big Mike's dildo or big dick.
Yeah, dude.
Cheers, everybody.
Wait a second. What did I say?
Thank you for all the patrons that join in this chat on this exclusive early access. Thank you to everyone that watches the videos.
Cheers.
Join us on Wednesday. We have a live for everybody. And if you're there, join us on Friday for our call-in show.
Yo, brother.
Suck one.
Refresh your home today at Menards with window images, blinds, and shades. We have everything you need for updating your window treatments. We carry vinyl, aluminum, and faux wood blinds, cellular shades, and more. Save big on window treatments at Menards. Plus, get them cut to width in-store for free. Visit Menards.com and view our entire selection of window treatments today. Plus, the weekly flyer and other great deals going on now. Save big.